Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. God damn, if it ain't the 26th day of September 2022, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's going to warm up a bit coming up on the weekend. But you can, I mean, the tilt of the earth and the sun, the way it's coming through the windows, you can tell that fall is on the way, but we're looking at the almanac and it's in a dry, fucking dry. I mean, this is not fucking good, but it is what it fucking is, and until we can get a hold of the situation and straighten it out, we're going to have to fucking live with it, I suppose. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here today. U.S. is facing a natural gas shortage. The U.S.? Us? Facing a natural gas shortage? You're fucking kidding me. I mean, we got more now. Gluts. Remember? I mean, shit, we fucking, one year we're sitting there and they don't want to fucking, they never did drop the fucking price down to match the goddamn supply and demand. Not only did that, but they went to the point to where it was like, you had to pay $41 to get rid of the goddamn oil. And we never saw that cycle go through. And now we're out of natural, we're low on natural gas. Really? Are they trying to teach us we're a part of a global fucking goddamn society and they're going to fucking take our what belongs to us and ration it out with the fucking world? You know what, you cocksuckers? No, you're not. You're going to have some fucking problems you can't fucking imagine. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, kids. Let's talk about this. U.S. is facing a natural gas shortage. Now, we all know, I mean, they must believe we have the memory span of a cabbage, or that they got us so fucking punked that they can do any goddamn thing to us they want to. But we know that, we know this is fucking bullshit. Natural gas shortage. No, we don't. When they were having the glut, what did they fucking do? We all know what they fucking did, don't we? The first place they fucking dropped the ban on exports of our fucking crude oil. And then they built a huge fucking natural gas pipeline down to fucking Mexico to fuel their fucking industry, because that's where all the rich fucking cocksuckers in this country wanted to move their fucking plant so they could have fucking slave fucking labor and make more fucking money, because a goddamn pile as big as Mount Everest ain't never going to be enough for them sons of bitches. I'll tell you what you're going to do, motherfucker. You're going to go down there, you're going to hit that goddamn valve, you're going to turn fucking Mexico off. And as far as your exports to fucking goddamn Europe, you're going to stop them. You're not going to leave us short, because we're not sharing with the rest of the fucking world. They can go fuck themselves. They've allowed themselves to get in this position just like we have, and they're going to have to fight their fucking way out. I mean, this is what you're looking at, this New World Order fucking bullshit. Well, we're going to ration it for the planet. No, you fucking ain't. That belongs to us, you cocksuckers. First place, you're stealing it from us. Second place, you think you're going to run us short. You're going to fucking gouge us some more, you son of a bitches. It's time to fucking start shooting back, because they're not going to fucking fight us with fucking guns, because they know they get their ass kicked. So it's time for us to just start bitch stomping their fucking asses. Anyway, this is from Shit Hit the Plan, man. And it was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Like Germany, the United States is facing a national gas shortage. You know we are fucking not. You turn the fucking exports off and you turn that goddamn pipeline off to Mexico, and we got a glut. They did go down at fucking 25 cents a fucking gallon overnight. It's our goddamn gas, motherfuckers. We're not a part of your New World Order. We don't responsible for the rest of this fucking world. It's like you're bringing these goddamn bunny fucking motherfucking Hondurans, El Salvadorians, Guatemalans up here. They're fucking like goddamn rabbits, and bringing their kids up here and telling us we're going to fucking raise them, educate them, and let them take our goddamn place of our children. Fuck you. You're getting ready to get in a fucking fight, just like that king of fucking England was. He was going to Cambridge, Concord to fucking take the fucking guns. No, he wasn't. He was going there to start a fucking war. And you're getting, this is what you're doing here. We're not facing shortage. You're getting ready to start a fucking war, son of a bitch. And we're not going, fuck, we're going to hop right over your little brown army, man. We'll go right through their fucking lines. This is 390 million square fucking miles. You think you can't be touched, you're fucking wrong. Where are we here? Gas shortage. Record LNG reports to Europe reportedly have been threatening Americans' domestic natural gas consumption. No, it ain't fucking just Europe. It's that huge pipeline. I mean, you're not going to hear it mentioned in this goddamn story, people, but we were there. We know what they fucking did. They ran a huge pipeline down to Mexico. And I'm telling you what, they won't be paying as much for the goddamn our fucking natural gas that belongs to us as we will for our own fucking natural gas to keep from fucking freezing to death. And our gas will be running their goddamn industry to further drive this country down into the fucking ground. We have to stop this shit. Or we will become so fucking weak that fucking, it's going to be a bloodbath just to keep the fucking country. Because they're all in it together. They all fucking are arm in arm. They all hate our fucking guts. Because we weren't stupid enough if we'd been stupid enough to plan it, they would just had a good giggle fucking putting us in the goddamn ditch. But we're gone beyond that. We've said no. We keep saying no, and it keeps getting worse every fucking day as more people fucking learn who they are and learn what their authority is and learn what these son of a bitches are doing and learn that they are doing it as an act of fucking fraud, as a criminal fucking act that can put them against the fucking wall. They have declared war against our fucking Bill of Rights, hence against our fucking people. You want fucking war with our people? We'll give you fucking war, you motherfuckers. And don't try to scare me with your goddamn, what did Biden say? You better have jets and some nuclear bombs. You motherfucker, we will have half the fucking or more of the fucking goddamn army, and you fucking know it. And not to mention, like I said, it's just, you ain't talking about a little piss hole over in the goddamn Europe or anywhere else. This is the United States of fucking America. 390 million square fucking miles of motherfuckers who want to blow your fucking head off. Because you are treasonous, dog shit eating motherfuckers. You have violated our law. You got a rope fucking coming, but you removed the fucking courts that would allowed you the fucking rope. So you've left us with the second article to fucking defend our goddamn country and our lives, and by God, we will do it. Shell producers in the U.S. Are struggling to meet growing domestic and international gas demands. You don't struggle to meet international fucking demands, motherfuckers. You fucking treasonous pigs. I know that if we go digging in the records, the fucking Chinese are the fucking own the fucking goddamn companies. I mean, you'll have fucking front names on them that are fucking American, but I'll tell you what, China, we're shutting your fucking ass off, bitch. You're shutting your retarded fucking ass off to Xi. I mean, there was some kind of rumor about him being arrested or some kind of shit. I wouldn't even fucking entertain looking at it. But man, I'll tell you what, you people in fucking, in China that are listening, I know you, there are people out there that are fucking interpreting this and fucking putting it in Chinese. You are a bunch of fucking retards. You think about what they did. I mean, they had a one child policy. Why did they do that? Because they couldn't feed fucking over a billion people. They had to. They couldn't feed them. So they had it. So then what changed? Well, they took America's industry, our fucking industry. They sent their goddamn infiltrators, the fucking Jew, Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers, sent their goddamn, infiltrators into our fucking country, shipped our goddamn, industry over to the goddamn, giant Chinese. I mean, the factories and everything. They still didn't have the fucking resources. And then they started paying to have our own resources shipped to fucking China. And what was it for? To breed more org. They did, I mean, and how many, not that many years, another billion? How long did it take us to get up to 300 million in this country that belongs to us? They bred a fucking billion people. Think about that. And you think they didn't do it on purpose as sure as they had the one-child policy and used to drown the little girls in the fucking creek? What'd they breed them son of a bitches for, huh? You better fucking wake up and you better say, get the fuck out of my country and tell these cocksuckers, get the fuck out of our public offices. You fucking criminal son of a bitches. You're under arrest for treason and sedition against the people and in the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And your fucking ass is being prosecuted. And the goddamn penalty is fucking death. Look what they're doing. You think about, you know, they always talk about, oh, the overpopulation. Hell, you had the Georgia Guidestones, all this fucking shit. But the fuckers who, these goddamn Jews who came in and took the key positions in the fucking government and took over a corporation. I can't even, it ain't a government. Took over the fucking American corporation who considers we, the people, to be just goddamn fucking, property of theirs. And they took what belonged to us, our factories we had built, our country we had fucking built. And they shipped it over to fucking China, where they had slave labor. But what was the purpose? When at this time, when we already had way too many people, according to them, there was already way too many people on this goddamn planet. They took the resources, our resources, and they fucking manufactured them over there. Gave the money to China, and what did China do with that money? They bred another 100 fucking million motherfucking org. That's what they did, and now you're going to have to fucking kill them. International gas demand. You motherfuckers, you go ahead. We'll find out who you fucking are. You will fucking pay the price of a goddamn trade, a bullet right through your fucking head. You goddamn traitors. You don't take from our goddamn country. This fucking god, the resources of this country belongs to the people at fucking all. And you haven't took one fucking drop of it, allowing for the due process of law that we are fucking guaranteed. We fought for it. You thought we wouldn't do it at fucking goddamn Lexington and Concord. You found out fucking different. And you're about to find out fucking different again. Think you're gonna freeze our fucking kids to feed the goddamn Mexican, to feed the Mexican industry to fuck us some more. It is all designed, every motherfucking move they make is designed to destroy this country and fuck the American nationals. And we don't gotta put up with it. According to an analysis by Reuters, the report concluded that a hotter than expected number expected summer, I'm sorry, and a lack of alternative energy sources have left the nation's inventories below the seasonal average. Well, then turn off the fucking valve to Mexico. Stop the fucking export. What, you're going to fucking come and get the food off my fucking table and export it to another fucking country? We are not a part of your one world order, motherfuckers. We are individual free sovereign nationals of the United States of these Americas. Everything here belongs to us, you cocksuckers. What you have stolen belongs to us, and you're giving it back. And you're going to fucking hang. You treasonous fucking dogs. Seasonal average, it added that there were no signs of improvement in the level of inventories despite a rise in gas prices. Oh, that's it. They raised the gas prices. That's supposed to raise the inventory. How? You motherfuckers, you're going to find out how stupid we are. We'll see how long we can keep your fucking alive as we're skinning your fucking ass alive, you motherfuckers. We're not bound by that Geneva Convention. Make sure you understand that. The cocksuckers that signed that was a corporation, not the fucking people, not the people's authority. You fuckers want to play fucking hardball with us? We'll play hardball. We'll wipe you off this goddamn planet. There ain't that goddamn many of them. See, that's why they bred that fucking extra billion org over there in China. I mean, China gets all this goddamn money and gets industrialized and all this shit. And they can afford to breed a billion more fucking people while we here in America are not, our people, American nationals are not fucking breeding at the same level as the goddamn invaders coming across our goddamn border. Wake up! I mean, 100 fucking slashes already. Going for 1,000, you can't feel them? You can't see them? You don't know we can't allow this or we will be destroyed? You don't know that we have the wherewithal to wipe these fuckers out right now? Send a billion Chinese over here. We'll bury a fucking billion Chinese. Betcha. While natural gas prices in the United States fell after a railway strike was averted. Oh, gee, golly. Fell down to fuck. You don't export your goddamn natural resources that make the goddamn money that makes you a fucking strong country. How stupid do you think we are? Well, there's a plenty that are pretty fucking stupid. Oh, they'll read something like this and damn, I'm gonna get cold. I'm gonna have to pay more for my, propane. No, what you need to do is go bust some fucking heads and say you ain't exporting shit out of this country, motherfucker, until every American is living at a middle class level and has all the fucking goddamn gas and natural gas we want. And then you can ask us and we'll probably say no anyway. We don't want to give up our resources. We want it for our fucking future and our fucking children and our grandchildren. And it belongs to us. I don't give a fuck what fraudulent contracts you've written to each other across your mafia fucking goddamn realm. It belongs to us. Everything you've done is fucking fraud. And we got the right to blow your fucking heads off and you know it. It's not only our right, it's our responsibility and we are negligent in our fucking responsibility. The latest data showed that the Premium Shale Basin, which contributes some 12% of U.S. total gas output, and the ring count in the Premain, I mean, this is when you know the bullshit is really, they're trying to slip some little bullshit in here. Because you can't just speak and spraying words in, we're stealing your fucking gas, asshole. Me, I sent a couple of guys, queers to Washington to go and suck the dicks of some fucking goddamn queer-ass goddamn congressmen, and they wrote them a fucking lease without the goddamn... You can't take our goddamn property, lease it, sell it, do anything else with it. To take it, you have to take us through a due process of the fucking law, as fucking... The Bill of Rights is the highest law in this fucking land. It demands it. That means we demand it. And we have the right to enforce our demand with our fucking firearms, you motherfuckers. You think you're going to get away with this? I know you did. I know Napoleon thought he was going to take fucking Russia. I know goddamn Alexander thought he was going to conquer the world. I know the goddamn Caesar thought he was going to conquer. They all thought they were. But the bigger the fucking goddamn apparatus gets, the more out of control it is. The more people that are vying to stab their brother in the fucking back for an extra fucking penny. And then pretty soon it just becomes a stab-a-rama. And not to mention, your Chinese aren't gonna whoever fucking dares to step up and try to lead these fucking Chinese against the United States of America on our soil, motherfucker, we get a hold of you, we will torture you in ways that never it'll go down in the annals of history. Man's inhumanity to man was really nothing until this fucking happened. You dirty motherfuckers. You fucking treasonous cocksuckers. Ring count in premium or premain. Premium. Maybe it's premium. Has been down for 2 weeks in a row. Less drilling means less associated gas to add to the national total. The news outlet said you can't have it. We add to the national total by turning the spigot off. You ain't loading no more goddamn ships with our fucking gas. You ain't putting no more down through that gas line to them fucking Mexicans that you don't even mention in this fucking article. Because I want to know, I'm going to find out how much goddamn natural gas is going down that fucking pipeline and what they're paying for it on the other side. You see, people, while you're sitting here and you're going to be freezing your ass off, your goddamn resources that have been stolen from you, straight out stolen, easily proven, fraudulent theft. Grand larceny that have been stolen from you will be sold to fucking Mexican oligarchs that are part of the fucking corporate mafia for a fucking pennies on the dollar to what you're fucking paying for it to freeze to death. That's what they think they can do to you. Do you think they can do it to you? I know they try to make them motherfuckers look 6 foot. I look at everything anymore. If it's a fucking Chinaman, what are they trying to make they move the cameras and stuff, trying to make that motherfucker look six? You ain't 6 foot fucking tall, motherfucker. Neither are you, beater. We'll fucking blast your fucking asses out of here. We've done it before. And China, you ain't whooped nobody's fucking ass. The Japanese would have fucking done your ass in had the fucking American goddamn Rosenfeld not fucking goddamn, he fucking betrayed them. He fucking cut off their gas supply right when they were kicking China's ass. China, go look at Japan. Look at the size of the Japanese island. And then look at China. They were kicking China's fucking ass. We even sent goddamn Marines over there to get killed to protect the fucking communists. So don't you fucking try to tell me this fucking horse shit, because it ain't gonna fucking float, buddy. We know what belongs to us. You motherfuckers are taking it. This is just strong arm robbery, people. You're going to fucking just do it, or you're going to walk out with a fucking gun and drop these motherfuckers in their tracks? They have no goddamn legal hold on your fucking goddamn resources. They have not taken you through the due process of the law. That makes it straight up fucking theft. With the winter season around the corner in both Europe and the United States, fuck Europe. I'm not responsible for Europe. No United States national is responsible for any fucking European. Got it? See, they're talking about that fucking queen. I mean that goddamn, King Charles now. Because they're over there, we'll just order it from our colonies. You motherfucker, what you get from these colonies would be fucking lead in your head, you cocksucker. You're nothing here. You were a fucking invader. In fact, you go back in history and look at how fast they got friendly with the motherfuckers that were killing our goddamn people in the so-called Revolutionary War, which was a hijacking of our goddamn uprising. They're brutally killing our people and being pompous bastards and spitting on us while they were doing it. How did they get to be fucking good buddies again just with fucking hell by the time the French Revolution was going? There were people at the fucking White House ready to drag John Adams out in the goddamn fucking street and beat his ass to death. These fucking oligarchs have to fucking go. These goddamn corporations have to go. These goddamn monarchs have to go. If you want to be free people, we have our freedom. We have that Bill of Rights. That's goddamn ratified, absolute, unalienable. You can't change it. Highest law in this goddamn land telling me, ordering me to fucking destroy you. And anybody that isn't following those fucking orders is cowardly. Corner in both Europe and the United States. Fuck Europe. I don't live in fucking Europe. I live in the United States. Europe's across the fucking ocean from me. I don't give a monk's fuck what happens to them. If they shouldn't have gave up their goddamn guns, should they? But I mean, goddamn, in 200 years, like 200 years passed and all, we've all become one big family again. With them, we hated them. You go back to the colonies. If the people who lived in the colonies who had their houses burned, their children killed, and all the shit by these fucking goddamn limeys could fucking see how fast they were sucked up to after the goddamn so-called Revolutionary War that wasn't a goddamn war, because they went straight there. They went to Benjamin Franklin and goddamn, the good old boy fucking goddamn Masonic fucking crowd in the Hellfire Club. They went to the deepest, darkest dungeons of the fucking Masonic Lodge over in fucking, Beantown over there in fucking goddamn, England. They went down into the goddamn chambers and they became knighted, and they put their plan together for a 100-year plan, and then another 100-year plan came after that. When they wanted to take over the whole fucking world. But the whole goddamn thing has been planned, and these motherfuckers were traitors. When they came back, we should have hung them. That's what, like I said, the only thing I hold against the guys who fought in that goddamn uprising is why guys, I would love to just go back and talk to Patrick Henry and the fucking Nathan Hell. And to all the fucking patriots who fought in that goddamn war, and say, why in the fuck did you let these motherfuckers live? You knew they were the ones you originally rose up against. You knew it. But they tried to blame, we'll blame it on the Kang, because we're carrying out his fucking unlawful policies, because we're fucking torturing people, because we're seizing their fucking land that they worked fucking generations to fucking obtain so they could have something. They came to a fucking wilderness. They fought the fucking Indians for the goddamn land. And then they made them a place to fucking live. And here come, well, as soon as it's fucking livable, well, that's been given to Lord fucking Mason over there. Lord Mason, that's his goddamn land now. No, it ain't. So when they came over here and tried to fucking force it, you're a subject and your land belongs to Lord Mason. Lord Mason got one in the fucking face. But not usually Lord Mason. It was just the stupid ass motherfuckers who would stand there with their pride was that I'll stand there and let somebody stick a fucking pike in me. We'll get 20 feet apart from each other and fucking shoot each other in the face with fucking goddamn muskets. That's ballsy. I got to give it to you 110%. But goddamn, you know what? Americans a little bit smarter than that. We hid behind fucking breastworks. We had learned from the Indians how to fucking fight. How to fight with they fought very fucking efficiently with inferior numbers. And we learned how to use inferior numbers, and we learned how to use maneuvers through the fucking mountains and stuff. We learned guerrilla warfare. And that ended the fucking, I mean, in those days, the way you fucking fought was fucking 50 feet apart, pointing fucking muskets to each other. You marched up, it was an honor thing, you know. That you don't move, you let them fucking shoot you. Nah. We brought in a new whole fucking thing of warfare. Why we didn't go punish fucking England for what they did to us? Well, that's because the traitors from within, the same traitors that said, let's name a king, the same, like I said, who ran for president against George Washington? No fucking buddy. They were goddamn little petty fucking dictators that just decided we have the money, so we're going to tell you what to do. You think money tells us what to do, motherfucker? You know what tells people what to do? Fucking lead and hemp rope and pitchforks and fucking fire. That's what you're fixing to come up against, you pricks. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy. And you motherfuckers do not. When this fucking jungle blows open, fuck mercy. Yeah. No quarter ass none fucking given, motherfuckers. You've never given us quarter no-how. There's nothing to bind us. We have the fucking weaponry. We have the goddamn fucking people, men, to do it. If they'll stand up on their goddamn hind legs and grow a fucking spine and do it, we can destroy them. Let's see here. Where were we here? with the winter season around the corner in both Europe and the United States, and with a lot of people in both places using gas for heating, the price outlook for gas does not look good for the consumer's perspective. No, it don't look good. I'll tell you what don't look good is your fucking life expectancy, you son of a bitches. You guys know with the life expectancy, you know, they don't talk about that a whole lot more. The life expectancy for the poor people has gone down to fucking between 50 and 60 fucking years old. The life expectancy for the fucking rich people has stayed at fucking, it's up to 80 to 90 fucking years old. Why do you reckon that is? I'll tell you what, we can change that real fucking quick. Reuters wrote, the report noted that it is unlikely U.S. gas prices will climb anywhere near European levels. Fuck you, we're not a one world fucking order. I don't get it. Europe ain't down the goddamn street. It ain't right down there next to Klamath Falls. It's in another fucking country that I don't give a monk's fuck about. And you're taking my goddamn fucking resources that belong to me. I'm not being paid for. You're taking them without due process of the fucking law. And you are fucking selling them when you do not have the authority. It's just fucking grand larceny. You'll hang for that. You will hang by your fucking neck until you are dead, or you'll be put against a wall and fucking shot. But they are, near European levels, but they are a whopping 300% from a new year, a few years ago when gas was cheap because it was abundant. How did it become unabundant? I mean, they tried to tell us all these sanctions. For a fucking year, they told us of fucking these sanctions. Then we find out the other day that the fucking Russians have made more off their goddamn oil than they've ever fucking made. They've made record fucking profits. So that was a fucking lie. Where'd that money come from? For that corporate mafia motherfucker, goddamn Putin and his buddies over there in the Ukraine, and with the Biden fucking goddamn criminal organization. Where'd that fucking money come from, people? You pulled it out of your goddamn pockets at the gas station, what little you had left. I mean, I seen when the gas went down, when it really went down. I mean, it was held down there for just it was like 4 or 5 months. It was amazing. The place came to life. People were doing all kinds of shit. They were fucking doing landscaping. They were doing fucking projects that they couldn't, they would, I mean, it's just like things went to like a normal for just a little while, and then they pushed their way up there again to, well, goddamn, before you sit there and you decide whether you're going to do something, you're fucking thinking about, God, can I afford the gas? And now you're sitting there because they got to build for this fucking little brown army, Pope's little brown army. They've been ripping across our southern border, and the fucking son of a bitches from Afghanistan, and the son of a bitches from all around the fucking world. Then the Chinese coming in here paying $80,000 a pop to shit their kids out here because they think they're going to get a cut of the richest country on planet Earth that we ain't getting that belongs to us, that they haven't taken from us through a due process of the law, making it fucking pure fucking theft and treason and sedition, a fucking rope, or a fucking firing squad. If you just get your goddamn ass up and do it, we're right in what we're doing. We're wrong to sit here and allow this to happen. This is our children. This is our heritage. Fuck, how are you? I'm fucking 62 years old. Do you think I'm expecting to live to be fucking how old? I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for my fucking grandchildren. I don't want my grandchild to be sitting there in a fucking Chinese piece of fucking goddamn retarded shit, walk through the door and be able to rape my fucking grandchild because everybody didn't have the balls to fight. I will fight like a goddamn demon out of hell. Retards are going to take you. And then they bred a billion of them because they knew it would take a billion of them. You goddamn look at those goddamn, go on to YouTube and look at the fucking two fucking pieces that they've allowed on there about the Industrial Revolution and doing all they could to try to censor. It still fucking, it didn't play. I mean, it shows them as stupid as a goddamn, dumber than fucking a bread brick. I swear to God it does. Let's see if this is over because I want to talk about something else. Ah. Here we go. Now, you guys know, I talked about this last week. You know, I told you after I watched the documentaries and I listened to the interpretations of retard Mao Zedong, the dumbest man. I tell you, a dumb man. And when I listened to the people who listened, I'm going to go out and struggle. What do you mean struggle? You going to attack a house? You're going to fucking go and make a fucking military move against somebody? No, I will go struggle with it. I mean, the goofiest shit you ever heard in your fucking life. I swear it. But here's Mockingbird. Media dishes up a load of half-truth 50 years too late. This is from Leo, looks like Holman. Sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The story I'm about to share is not terribly shocking, at least not to those of us who are awake, but I find the timing along with the source a bit ominous. It comes from a mainstream corporate media outlet, NBC News, and it tells us that the modern military machine owned by Chinese Communist Party is basically a creation of the United States. Well, of course it fucking is. I have told you people, they couldn't create a fucking booger if they had to use their own fucking goddamn minds to do it. They have been enslaved. They're third world motherfuckers, 90% of them. They have a few they can put up in front of the camera that have been educated in the United States on specific fucking subjects that can talk on those fucking subjects, but you put them motherfuckers where they had to fix a car or something, they'd just be lost. They do not, their minds will not work in that capacity because they've been dumbed down too long. Now go ahead.
Yeah, I lived in Korea for 3 years, and the Koreans are exactly the same.
Yep.
I was a teacher over there, and I also taught English to the adults. When you ask them a question that requires imagination, they just give you whatever they've seen on TV. They have no original thoughts.
Pure. Because original thoughts would get your ass killed. I mean, they were terrorized to the point that they were afraid to think, and they was what they want here. They want thought control, but they're going to get bullets. But you're absolutely correct. North Korea, in any of these fucking hardcore communist states, the Russians, you know, they fucking, they've had time to kind of, you know, pretend that they have, you know, they have some kind of freedoms. But any time they want to bring the hammer down, the military is the mightiest fucking goddamn, corporation in the fucking I'll call it the Soviet Union because that's what fucking Putin's shooting for anyway. But at any rate,
I was going to say, yeah, they're really good with the propaganda because a lot of people think that Asians are extremely intelligent.
Uh-huh.
I worked with their high school students for 3 years, and I can tell you firsthand that they can't – I watched them at laundromats. They can't even figure out a fucking washing machine, and I was a foreigner there, not speaking the language, couldn't read it. And they just walk up and just use it, basic common sense shit like that. And they'll sit there and stare at that thing like it's a fucking Rubik's Cube.
Hey, brother, until I watched this thing, I was of the same opinion. I seen – you know, them building this fucking, these islands and these strips over there. And I'm thinking, goddamn, you know, these Chinese, they're getting with it. But then after I watched those goddamn, documentaries, and this is the best that they, because the Chinese have taken about half the fucking internet down. And I mean, three goddamn documentaries on the, in Cultural Revolution of all things. Okay. But, and these are the, they had to pick them. And they got the fucking goddamn, what the hell you call it? Edit them. They got to edit them. And I, as I was watching them, I'm going, what? You know, I'm going, what? And then I hear him speak and I seen exactly how they were doing. I go, that's fucking retarded. And I watch these people talk and there's nothing behind their fucking eyes. They have no fucking imagination. They couldn't create a fucking booger unless it just naturally appeared in their nose. They are the dumbest motherfuckers to ever draw air. That's why would you need a billion of them? Because they're planning on what they did in fucking Korea when the Chinese come to fight in Korea. You know what their fucking strategy was, people? Do you know? Every third one had a gun. They all took a hit of fucking opium and they charged the thing was to charge the fucking American, South Korean fucking positions until you ran them out of bullets with dead bodies and then overwhelm them. That was their fucking strategy. Everybody thinks these son of a bitches are smart. They're not. They have an aircraft carrier. Where'd they get it? America gave it to them, didn't they? It's just like this, what this just stated here. The fucking military they're showing you on TV, this badass military. You know who created it? The fucking Americans did. You know what they created it with? Your resources and your fucking money. Just like they did with Russia. Russia would have never been a threat to the United States had it not been for World War II. And what you greatest generation, son of a bitches, did is you went over there and you preserved international communism so that I would have to fucking fight it in my generation. I mean, when the boys went to fucking Vietnam, when you fucking drafted my brother, the people, the fucking, you drafted young kids to go to Vietnam. What did you tell them? What did you tell them? Huh? Did you tell them there was a bunch of, and I'll tell you, I guarantee you the Vietnamese is just as fucking stupid. They told them that they were going over there to stop the spread of international communism before it reached America so we would not have to fight it on our shores. And now I find out, all these years later, that during the time that my brother's in fucking Vietnam fucking killing fucking communists so that they don't, so that I don't have to fight them here. The Communist Party was fucking, they had a headquarters in goddamn Illinois in Chicago. They were operating here. They were just like the goddamn fucking Democrats and Republicans. They had their own little 501c3 people. That is God almighty, man. That, you know, they talk about Joe McCarthy. And the, you know, the anti-American or whatever in the hell it was, I can't remember what he headed up, that committee. But, I mean, he busted Ronald Reagan for being a fucking communist. And Ronald Reagan ended up being the president of these fucking United States. Not the president, the head CEO, let's keep that correct. Because this ain't been the United States of America ever. This has never been the United States of America. McCarthyism, yeah. McCarthy did. He busted Ronald Reagan for fucking communism. And his rich fucking, it was just the rich, that's when they showed themselves. They didn't used to show themselves like they do now. In a real tight situation, they'd come out and they'd be like, oh yeah, you're rich enough, you can fucking walk on anything. Well, it was slick lawyers and somebody messed up on a procedure. My fucking ball sack. These motherfuckers stick together. Republicans hate Democrats and Democrats hate Republicans. My ball sack. You put something up for the goddamn Jews. You put anything up for a vote for the Jews. 90-0, people. They're goddamn joined at the goddamn hip. And, you know, I heard seen a thing the other day where somebody was saying, well, they're talking about that there are Americans who are carrying dual passports. I heard this on some kind of shit. Maybe it was on the net. I don't know. But Americans that with dual passports serving in our government. Did you hear that? I mean, yeah, about fucking 5 or 6, 8 years ago, we showed it. We put the goddamn list out there on the fucking site. You goddamn right. And you know what the deal is with them? I didn't feel like fucking with it. You know, I was doing something else at the time. But I wanted to write this. You know what the fucking deal is? You can only do it if you're a Jew. If you're an Irish American, no. You will get rid of that other passport and you would denounce your former citizenship. Look at that fucking Ted Cruz. A natural born American, my fucking ball fucking sack, man. I'm not stupid. I know what it fucking means. I don't know what the goddamn English language means. And you can go get an old dictionary and you can know too. But that son of a bitch, he went, put himself up to run for president. He's a fucking Cuban, born in fucking Canada, and claiming to be an American national. He had to file paperwork to nationalize himself in this fucking country. A nationalized American can't even run for a fucking president even under the admiralty. And under the fucking goddamn common law, nobody gets to come in here unless we all say it's okay. And I mean every goddamn one of us. Unless you want to bring, if you want to bring somebody in and take your cut of this United States and share it with them, you can do it. But it's gonna be out of you. I ain't gonna fucking pay for it. I ain't gonna pay to raise their fucking goddamn rabbit fucking babies. I'm not gonna pay to fucking educate. I'm not gonna pay to house them. I'm not gonna see my own people thrown out on the fucking streets because you're taking my goddamn money. You're taking the wealth of my country and you're using it to house the goddamn invaders into my country. This is a goddamn reoccupation. This is an occupation force. This isn't goddamn, What they're trying to put, like, immigrating here and people immigrating just to free your, no, no. It's like the Romans said, if they come, the men come, it's a goddamn, they're on a raiding party. They're trying to steal shit. They're trying to take money. They're doing it to, you know, pirate. But if they bring their families with them, that is the fuck, they're coming to take your goddamn land. They're coming to take your country away from you. And you better fucking stop them. But are we stopping them? No. I don't know. Maybe some of us are. Every once in a while you hear about something. I promise you, if tonight everybody went out and fucking killed a bunch of those bastards, you wouldn't hear about it in the morning. I know that for a fact. They're not going to televise their fucking defeats. And their defeats have been many because I've seen them fucking slid on their... They're standing on their heels right now heading backwards. Because this fucking thing is not going like they fucking planned. The people, and when they see, that's why they're laying this shit out here, like about the, fucking natural gas and what might have you. To get you used to the idea that they fucking, that, well, it's a national thing, we're gonna have to ration nationally, internationally. No, we ain't! You ain't, we'll stop you at the port. Wherever you try to fucking transfer it, you motherfuckers, you will be attacked. Get that through your fucking head. And we have the goddamn right to attack you, you motherfuckers. You're taking what's ours without due process of the law. You're fucking criminals. You're criminals of the highest degree. You're guilty of treason. You're guilty of fucking sedition. You can remove the courts, but you can't remove that second article. And all it takes is the goddamn balls to use it. Because we have a plenty of fucking guns. We have a plenty of fucking armament. To wipe your asses out if the people would quit just sucking up to the goddamn fucking industry. The main thing is the people that people listen to are the people with money. If you got money, you must be smart. No. If you got money, that means you fucking, I mean, pretty much you can look at how much wealth a person has and know how to what degree they have sold your fucking rights out. That's why that's how they come, they get to the point where they're gonna tell you, hey, I think we ought to vote Republican this time, guys, what you elbowing, you know, because the Republican's gonna do this for us and we'll get this big tax break here. And then they talk about goddamn, they have the fucking balls to talk about welfare to the fucking poor. The safety net, when you go to work, fucking even as a kid at 18, you pay into that. I mean, it's like paying into the Social Security. And most of the people, like during 2008 when the derivatives bubble popped, they wouldn't fucking take it because it was welfare. Too much fucking pride. I said, fuck it, give me 10 times what that, you don't, that ain't it, dropping the goddamn, that ain't a grain of sand on the biggest fucking beach as to what you fucking have stolen from me, you son of a bitches. The people in this fucking country have got to wake up to what's been done to them. If they could just understand, I mean, the thing is comprehension, really. If they could comprehend the amount that has been, in some way, I mean, because fiat dollars ain't gonna cut it. Because you go back to even like, Cold War. $5.5 trillion we spent on fucking nuclear warheads. You know what that $5.5 trillion worth today? We just did this the other day. The dollar, I mean, that was like, lost 92% of its fucking value in 1994 or 19, I can't remember what the dates were. 92% of each dollar lost it. That was going in the Jews' pocket, don't you see? So, I mean, you take that and goddamn, you have a $5.5 trillion back then, you're probably talking 500 or 5,000 trillion. And you wonder, how is it goddamn possible that the goddamn handful of motherfuckers could end up owing more than the earth is worth. What, I mean, and everybody has worked for their livings, I mean, and you know, fucking produced, and these guys already have huge mountains of gold, and the more than the country's worth is, I mean, the planet's worth is owed to them. I think there's some theft going on somewhere, don't you? I think that they stole. They didn't go dig that fucking wealth out. One person couldn't do it. 50 persons, 1,000. There's just a handful of these son of a bitches that are stealing us fucking blind still. Today, I mean, I always thought once the people see the theft of what's being taken, they're going to get madder in hell just like I am. I'm going to go, fuck you. Give me my money, bitch. I'm not your goddamn charge. You are not my fucking custodian. You do not take what is fucking mine and tell me what I can spend like you're my fucking mommy or daddy, motherfucker. Or you go in the fucking ground. You never had the authority. You've been operating under this unlawful administrative admiralty for too fucking long. It's time to shut it down. Anyways, guys, I've had
enough. Henry.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
What I'd like to know is why we sent Russia the plates and the paper to print our money during the Lend-Lease Act, along with all the planes and everything else we gave them. They had our plates to print our money.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody monitoring them. It was the war script. They sent them the plates to print the war script. Oh, we're going to print this much. Americans weren't running the printing presses. They just turned them over to the fucking Russians, and no, not even a goddamn tally sheet as to what they fucking stole from us. And they also took the goddamn mining equipment from like the gold miners up in Alaska and in the fucking, you know, in wherever we had our gold mining equipment. That was, I mean, they just fucking confiscated it from American nationals. What the fucking gold? Our gold fucking producing fucking equipment, and gave it to the goddamn Russians. They built Russia to be a threat, just like China. Fucking MacArthur had their ass kicked. MacArthur would have fucking destroyed China. China would have never been a threat to America. The Japanese, had we left them the fucking loan, we already had a deal with them to supply them with fucking the goddamn fuel they needed. They invaded fucking China, and they were kicking China's fucking ass, because China's a bunch of fucking retards. So they're kicking China's ass, and then that's when fucking Roosevelt cut the fucking oil off, and then they did their fucking little false flag goddamn Pearl Harbor, and then started this world war, and here, oh, goddamn, Russia comes out of it. International communism comes out of it stronger than fucking ever. And then, you know, we went back and rebuilt fucking Japan. I mean, in the first place, we shouldn't have fucked Japan. We should have let Japan destroy fucking goddamn China and then destroyed fucking Japan. No fucking sweat for us to do that. But no, it's always went the other fucking way. Just like if Germany, they've always said Germany is was a problem. Okay, well, my dad always said, he said, if it was a fucking problem, why did we go over there and fucking do the, why didn't we just sit there? Because the Russians, we knew, were they're a fucking communists. They were making communist revolutions all over the fucking goddamn world. They were trying to make a communist revolution in fucking Germany when the Treaty of Versailles the Germans were forced to sign it so they could go home and run the fucking communists off. But fuck no, man, we went over there and fucking when we left the fucking, we took half of Europe with all our fucking blood. What'd we do with our half of fucking Europe, guys? We handed it over to the fucking communist Chinese. The son of a bitches. And then, goddamn, come the 50s and 60s, we got Korea and Vietnam where we go to fight the international communists to keep them from out of money wars. Money wars. Bullshit. They were already here. I was born into communism. So were you. We got to get rid of it. We have the goddamn documentation. We have our fucking law. We have the law that they fucking broke to do this, and every one of them's bought themselves a fucking rope. They are goddamn, they've signed their death warrants. Because this is the highest fucking treason that can be committed. And they don't have no prompt qualms about doing it and telling you that they're doing it to you too. Representative government, my ball sack. You represent the goddamn international corporate. It's fucking Biden over there in goddamn the Ukraine, and Hunter Biden's running this goddamn, you know, the operation in Ukraine. Over here, you got Barack Obama, you got George Soros, you got fucking Barry Sanders, and the fucking little gang of fucking two-bit fucking whores from other countries that have been here for 2 days, and they're congresswomen. Really? And then you have your goddamn Capitol and your goddamn White House under military occupation. And still, people can't fucking see it. Yes, you can. That only leaves one option. You're a fucking coward. At any rate, that's enough for me. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And I mean, there's more to read on this. I mean, read this Mockingbird Media dishes up a load of quote, half-truth 50 years too late. And see how smart the Chinese, it tells you exactly what I told you, what I've been telling you for fucking that whole last week. These motherfuckers, they can, if somebody didn't show them how they couldn't wipe their, I don't even know if they wipe their asses. I don't know what the fuck they do. But these motherfuckers are primitive. And when they bred a fucking billion more org, you think they were giving them quality educations at the same time? And they bred them on your fucking dollar. They took your industry over to fucking China to breed a fucking army of org to fucking come and try and take your goddamn country from you. What are you going to do to them for it? That's the word from the trenches.